in chapter 32, verse 20. Okay? So now, we're learned before that each letter has a certain size. And we talked about the hay, for example, that if you have a hole or it was cut off at a spot, but you can still fit in a yud over there, you can still fit in a yud, then it'll still be kosher. That would apply to the right leg of the dalet, the right leg of the hay, the right leg of the reish. They only have a right leg, and the right leg of the hay. The left leg of the hay, we had several different opinions. We had two opinions. We had one opinion says that it doesn't matter whether on the top or the bottom was cut off, any little bit of ink that was left is fine, it's okay. The other opinion said there too you need to have at least the size of a yud, and we should be more strict. That's what he ruled before. Now this whole concept to have the size of a yud works by a dalet, which also has a width to it. But once you are talking about a letter which only has basically length to it, it's a very narrow width, such as a vav, such as a nun, or a zayin, over there, once you start tampering with the height of it, it just changes the shape of the letter. It's not no longer recognizable. A ches, if you shorten it, but you can still see it, its shape is different. But if you start changing the size of the leg of a vav, a zayin, or a nun, for example, so then you might end up with another letter. So, what happens when you get a hole in such a letter? So he says like this: Sivcha, v'im nifsiko achas ma'oishyos hapshutos she'ein lahem elo yerech achas. What happens if one of the straight letters, which only has one side, got an interruption, got a puncture? Kigoyin, as for example, a vav, a yizayin, or a zayin, or a nun, pshuta. I mean, also the nun, which is the straight nun, because a nun that is curved, the regular nun, not the straight nun, has a different shape. Over there, you can't actually cut it off. I mean, you're gonna ruin the whole shape. But over there, so what do we do? So he says, "Ein shirach shedim kim lo yis katana shiyud." The shear of making them kosher is not the size of a small yud. That does not make them kosher. As we kamoi beregel hahei, as we had with the leg of the hay, ukayitzaba, and similar to the hay, the reish, the dalet, the ches, all those letters, it does not become kosher with that. And the reason is because logically, now again, before we said both sides actually. The left leg also we were machmir to do that, but certainly the right leg. Now we're talking about these letters don't have a right leg; they only have one leg. The vav, the zayin, the nun. So he says sharivav shel nishtar men el kum le yud, because if you have a vav which you only have the size of a yud, and it's a vav klal, it's not a vav. That's no longer a vav in that case. It's a different letter. The same thing is the straight letters that only have one side, since there is no width, there's no other way to recognize them just by their size of how long they are. There's no width to go along with that length, so there's nothing else to go by. So how do you... Yeah?
But the roof would tell you.
Yeah, but the roof is the same roof, and they're small. No, we're not talking about the reish. We're talking about a vav, a nun, or a zayin, which only have one leg, and
so
there's no width. What?
Doesn't the reish only...
Yeah, but the reish has width to it,
right.
And the dalet has width to it. But the vav, zayin, and nun only have one side, no width to it. So there's thickness of the letter, but there's really no width to it. So there's nothing to tell the letter. Once you cut down the letter from its size, you can't tell what the letter is. So it doesn't work with that. So how do we know? So what is the size? You know, before we were talking about, you know, if it's cut down to the size. Now, we were saying, if you have a hole, as long as it's left over, if you have a law, after you've written, according to all opinions already, after you've written and then there's a hole formed over there, you say, if you have enough of a size, then it's enough of the size of the letter, kim lehechsher, is okay. So the question was, what is the size. So previously we talked about the hay. It needs a yud, small yud. But that only helps you when you have those letters that have width and length. But what happens if you have just one side? How are you going to determine what is the size of the letter? Who says what is a yud? Who says what's a vav? And who says what's a nun? I mean, who's going to tell us that? So he says that depends on chshedin tolu b'kriyas satinik. It will be dependent on the reading of a child. She'enei chochom v'lei tipesh, who isn't too smart and not too foolish. Such a child will tell us what he thinks is a letter. Now, certain letters we don't have a question about. We know, to us it looks like a zayin, the sofer looks like a vav. But over here when you get a hole in a letter, so that means that it shortened the letter a little bit. So when the sofer writes it, it's easier for him to determine what the letter is because he can go by the size of the letter that he can see that this is the size of the letter. But when you have a hole, you start having a question now, is it really the size? That's not the way he would write it, l'chatchila. Because to begin with, he wouldn't write it that way. He would write it real size, so there would be no questions. But now you're getting into the questionable territory, and we need, the only way we're going to make it kosher, if there's going to be enough of the size of a letter in there. So the question is, how do we fix that? How do we know if there's enough size letter left on the hole? So he says that goes by asking the child. You ask the child, what does it look like? And we go by the child. If he can read it properly, that he gives you that's the right letter, then it's kosher. And if not, Pesulus, it's possible. So, in other words, like if it's a vav or a yud, let's say, you want to know, is there still enough left from the hole that is this a vav or a yud by the puncture over there? So if you have enough of, if the hole is, you want to know if there's enough left over there, is it a vav or a yud, you'll have the child read the word, and if he's going to pronounce it as a yud over there, then you're going to know it's a yud. If he's going to pronounce it like with a vav over there, then you're going to know it's a vav. That's how we're going to determine the size of the letter. Now, normally, in this case, soon we'll see, sometimes, after the sofer writes, if the sofer isn't sure, so before he writes it, this is talking about a puncture, a hole happens over there. But sometimes, first of all, we'll see, sometimes you can have a problem if there is a crack in the letter also, that develops later on, and it's a crack that goes from side to side. As we'll see, it's only if it's side to side, because then it doesn't have parchment all around it, as we learned before, but not if it's in the middle, it wouldn't bother us, as we learned before. We'll see in a minute, we'll learn that. But in the case of a hole, we have to know and see what is the size. But if you have a crack going through, you also may need to know, do you have enough of the size of the letter left over to allow it, as we'll see in a minute soon also.
It depends how big the crack is.
Any crack, as there is a white gap of parchment within there.
But if
I'm talking about along from side to side, totally. Not within the letter. Within the letter, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Within the letter, it'll be okay, because either way, because there's parchment on the other side, according to even to the second opinion. According to the first opinion, it had the beginning when you wrote the letter.
So if you've got a crack right through, all the way through,
right.
But you can still see the letter.
It won't be no good, because it ends by the crack. It ends by the white parchment. That's where the letter ends.
Even if you showed it to a kid.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
So the kids can say it's a whole letter.
And that's what we're going to learn later on. In a minute, we'll see. The child can't change the halacha, which means even if he reads it, if we see a crack, but we see that there's a hole through and through, he can't tell us, oh, the letter still looks like the letter. Doesn't help, because we know there's a crack over there.
So you got to tell him from this point.
That's right. And in that case, you'll have to cover it. But right now, the Alter Rebbe first is dealing with, he's saying that you don't even have to cover it. From the fact that you asking a child to read it for you, and you're not asking the child what this letter is, basically. You're asking the child to read the word. And you see how he reads the word. And he can't be too smart, because if he understands the meaning of the word, he will pronounce the word with the right letter in there. So he has to be able to read, And we don't care if he knows how to read well, but he has to be able to not understand the meaning of the word. That's what means he's not a chacham. He's not too smart. Because if he's too smart, then he won't help us. And if he's not too, and if he doesn't know at all, then he can't really tell the letters. But the Alter Rebbe therefore says there's no requirement to block off the letters from the back and the front and just ask him, what letter does this look like? And use him as the guide for that. The Alter Rebbe says we don't need that, because if that was the case, we wouldn't care that he's very smart also, because if he's smart, so he's not going to, even though he knows the meaning, but he doesn't see the word. You're only showing him one letter. So how is he being smart knowing the meaning of the words going to change anything? So that's his proof. That's what he says. So the Alter Rebbe says now, Aval tinuk chacham shemevin ha'inyan. But if you're dealing with a child who is smart, who understands the subject, Dainu, what does it mean subject? We're not talking, he doesn't have to understand the depth of the word. Dainu Peter Shamilus, he knows the interpretation of the word. He knows how to translate the words. Then he will say the letter. You start asking him. So you say to him, you know, say, read the words. You're gonna actually have him not read the whole word. You're gonna have to tell him what letter is this, but he's gonna say tough vase, and then whatever fits there, if the vav fits there, a yud, he'll say that. And or you know, so he's gonna put in the letter in which he, what he thinks. So, according to understanding, that is interpreted properly according to the subject matter. And we don't rely on him then, if he's too smart, because of course he's going to say the right letter over there. You're asking what that letter is, he's going to say that letter based upon how he understands the word. But if he's not so smart to understand the meaning of the word, even though he may be very smart, that he really understands the letters, he knows letters very well, that will rely on him. That it means when we say he shouldn't be too, he shouldn't be not a fool, means at least he knows letters. That means that he's not a tipish when they said he's not a fool, and that he knows how letters look, and he can tell us about the letters. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, "We cannot alum it." So from here, we can actually learn. You don't have to cover up the other letters from in front of him, so that he can just read this letter, as people are accustomed to do. So he says, "No, Shim Kane." I mean, this is quoting from the earlier. He's sort of quoting them saying, "Shim Kane." Because if that was the case, that you needed to cover it, so then even if the child was smart, who understands the subject matter he's reading, how is he going to understand to read this letter properly? Even if he's a genius and he understands it, but we're not asking him, he's not seeing the letter, so if you're going to cover it to him. So why would there be a requirement not to get a child who's smart? What do we care if he's very smart? You're only asking him about one letter. So he says, since he doesn't know its meaning and its interpretation. Now, I guess, still we need a child for all this. I mean, if you cover it up, and you have an adult, you ask him, what's that letter? We won't go by that. We need a child. That's the definition. Whether you cover it up or you don't cover it up, whether it's
modern. Different case of you, two different opinions.
That's a very good point. So you ask the first kid, or you ask the kid that you choose.
And you go with that.
And he tells you, and you go with that. That's it.
Oh, now the other thing is,
we don't care. Another kid will tell you that's different. You're not going to ask anymore.
Right? Yeah. Then you got the other thing is, they didn't have a magnifying glass. Maybe it is touching. But then again, there's another time when you think it's touching and it isn't touching.
So the answer to that is that we don't have to. Normally, the Torah counts what is seen to the naked eye. To the average naked eye. You're going to say, well, eyes, people see different also. But the average thing is what you look at that, right? And there's always, I mean, you can see there's all these insects in our body. We're eating things. We're all over the bacteria and everything else. You know, I mean, whatever we don't see doesn't count. You know, you don't make a brach on that. You know, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of things going on around us. We don't know. Those are not things that we require. Requirement is for the things that are accessible through our usual way. Now, we can use a magnifying glass sometimes to determine something.
But today,
that would be okay.
When they do this,
yeah.
What technology do they use when they're actually checking it? I'm sure they don't.
They have a lot of new technology.
Today, they pretty much they use.
The checking still needs to go through the physical human eye.
No, I understand.
But they
that.
Also duplicate it by sometimes scanning the pages and using
but
some
I'm sure they don't
computer.
Bring a
computer
kid now to look at.
Sure, they do.
Oh, they still do.
What'll happen? We'll see in a minute. The more practical. I mean, over here you're talking about if you had a hole in the Torah. Which happens, holes do develop, we were talking about
oh,
that.
Oh, talking about that. So the other
yeah, if you had a hole in the Torah, if we were reading here in the Torah.
We have a hole.
And there's a hole in the letter.
Yeah.
And you're not sure if the letter is good or not. You go into shul, and you get a kid, and you bring him over, and you'd ask him, what does that letter look like?
So they still use that process.
They still use the process. Now, the thing is that that would be only if the hole goes through the entire letter. As mentioned before,
right.
And it's totally detached. So now the question is what's left up there enough of a letter?
Well, as the hole is not in the letter.
What?
It's in the parchment itself is the hole.
Yeah, but it punctures through the letter. How about you?
No.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying, but if it's in a letter, so it is practical. It'll happen today.
Well,
but it's more practical, yeah.
We didn't know there was a hole when we had it down reading it, when they lifted it up.
But that doesn't matter, though. But
yeah,
that,
no,
that,
no,
that wouldn't do anything to writing.
Because the hole... You
know,
let the light in.
Didn't it should come through. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so now, so it's like this. So that's what he says. So we wouldn't require, if the Chachamim meant to look use a child by covering it up in the front and the back, then we wouldn't need specifically to have not a smart child. But what I'm suggesting, maybe, again, this is maybe totally off the wall, I'm saying, just like, even for a letter itself, you see, we need a child. We can't just ask an adult and say, call somebody over, what's your opinion? We don't work that way, right? We ask a child. So maybe a child, just like we have to ask a child, we have to ask a child who's not too bright. Because maybe a child who's too bright has a status like an adult. And just like we don't ask an adult, we're not going to ask a child that's too bright either. There's something about child being childish to be able to tell us what a letter is versus an adult. I'm not sure why, but that's the way the Chum said. So, but the Rebbe is saying, if you're not, a child is a child is a child. Because we're not going to go measure every child. So, if the only reason, the Rebbe argues that the reason why we want you a child that is not too smart is because we are going to show him the whole word. And he's going to be able to make out what it says over there. But since he doesn't understand it, he's not going to make a difference to him. He's still going to look just at this word. Because what the meaning of the word doesn't mean to him anything. So he's going to judge that letter, not by the meaning of the word, but just tell you what this letter is based upon what he sees the letter, not based upon the meaning of the word. Yeah?
With the bottom covered up of that particular letter.
Well, that's what we're going to show in a minute. So now we have another issue. The second issue will be, but what happens if the hole is at the spot of the letter, but it doesn't quite go through to the end of that letter that was before? It cuts through the whole width of the letter, but there is some of the ink left below the letter. Now, over here, we will have to, the Alter Rebbe says, cover that part of the letter. Because in that case, the child that will read the letter
is obviously going to say know what it is.
He's going to say what the letter is, but he's going to include the hole in it because he sees the hole there. And that's not what we want to do. So in that case, we're going to have to cover up the bottom of the letter if there's ink left over and just showing the upper part. Well, we don't have to cover up the sides of the letter, the other letters on the side of that letter, but we do have to cover the bottom if there is left over ink over there. That's what he said. Nevertheless, if you have a letter that has been interrupted with a hole, and a little bit of ink was left below the hole before it punctured, then you still have to cover from in front of him that section that is below the hole. Lifi, because he is going to combine it with what's above this. The
right.
child will combine it. And he will read the letter as it is, as the right letter, but not because there is enough of a shear above the hole, just because he combined the bottom part. But the truth is, we cannot combine them. Because the whole interrupts between them. And like we said before, and Alter Rebbe will articulate later on also, that it doesn't help to ask a child to tell you what a letter is if we know that it's not the letter there. That won't help us. He's only telling us when we are not sure if the size of the letter is there. But if we know that it's not there, then he's not going to help us, even though if he reads that way, yeah?
In covering the bottom half, it certainly is going to negate it being a final loan, because let's say it's a first letter, so he knows already it won't be that.
Okay, so that you bring up another interesting point. So, you can say, even somebody, if you're talking specifically about a final nun, for example, if you're talking specifically about a final nun, in that case, but when we talk about a final nun, you can argue that even if it's a child who, if you're not going to cover up the previous letters, he's going to be able to infer that it's a long nun just because it's the end of the word. That's what you're saying.
Or it could be a yud, or it could be a...
No, but what I'm saying is, if we should say, as the Alter Rebbe argues, brings down over here, that there's no need to cover it up because the child doesn't understand, but even a child that doesn't understand, perhaps he knows that much that an end nun is not in the middle of the letter. And if you're not going to cover it up specifically by end nun, if you're not going to cover it up, you're giving it away basically, because even a child who's not so much knows that that letter belongs a nun at the end. But I don't know, but it seems like it goes across the ruling, the covering would go at all letters. So by a nun, I mean, you have to judge each case by itself. So if you think that even a child who is not too smart will do, but the child not smart doesn't know about the nun either. So I think it'll be the same thing. We'll go by it. So now we're talking about if you have a scrape in the middle of the letter. We were talking about punctures, but the same thing is true when we talk about a scrape. Because what is the amount of the letter above the scrape if it's sort of the entire letter scrape? Now, he gives you a very important rule. This is a very important rule. He says, if the scrape does not go through the entire letter, if you have a scrape like this in the middle, or even in the side, as long as it doesn't cut through the entire letter. So even if you have, let's say, this much of the letter out, doesn't matter. The reason is there is no shear, there is no amount to the thickness of the letter. So any amount that is left over, you still have a shape, this side, that side, there's not a problem. By a hole, if it's there, we had another problem. The problem is you have a hole. The place where there's a hole, there's no parchment over there, so that it ends up that the ink isn't hugging a hole, isn't hugging parchment, that would be a problem. But in a case where you just have a scrape, if it doesn't go through from one end to the other end, it's not going to be a problem, because you're still going to have a thin line that goes down all the way, or for that same matter, that has parchment, is not going to be a problem. So that's what he says over here.
How do you get a scrape?
The ink comes off. Or somebody went by with a pen. Ink does come off, yeah. But whatever.
You don't have to check it. Break it.
So he said like this. But who at the end, the same thing is the mafsik b'neim srita ha'everes ba'avi os me'ever la'ever. The same halachas that we said over here. That how are you going to determine what is the letter left over when you have a scrape going through? You have a line, a white line, so ink is missing in the middle. How are you going to determine whether there is enough on the other side of the letter? So we learned like this. If it is a ches or a dalet or a reish, something that has width and length, there is a width and length, then the leg is enough to have a size of a yud. That would still be good enough for the right leg. But when we're talking about letters that have only one side, like a vav, a zayin, and a regular nun, over there you can't say that if it has enough of a yud, because a nun that gets just the size of a yud becomes a yud. Now it's no longer a nun, it's no longer a vav, it's no longer a zayin. You can't just say letter yud. So over there, what we do, he said, we're going to ask a child, and we're going to ask them to determine what is that letter. And he said before that if there is space, if there is a black left underneath it, so if it stops over there, then you can just have the child who is neither too smart, doesn't understand the words, is going to just say from what he sees. He's going to tell you what it looks to him. Does it look like a yud? Does it look like a vav? Does it look like a nun? Whatever he's going
to
tell you.
You have to black out the rest of the words so that they don't.
Oh, so he said no. He said, because we're using, you only have to black out is the bottom of the letter, if there's anything left from the bottom of the letter, because in that case, the child is going to use that, and we know that it can't use that, so then you have to black out. But Alter Rebbe specifically said that the reason why we're using a child who is not so smart, which means that he's not able to just put in the letter based on the previous letter. He will just tell you whatever the letter is, not with saying that. So he says like this. But first he sets the rule. The same thing is true if there is a scrape that goes through in the entire thickness of the letters. You're going to have to measure by seeing, is there enough size of a letter left over there?
To recognize the letter. Either
if it's a big letter, it's a letter that has width and length, you're going to have a size of a yud. If it's a one-legged letter, then you're going to have to ask a child to see if how the child reads it.
All right.
Now, but he tells you right away, the only time we have that problem that we need to come onto a child is only if a situation in which the letter is totally cut in the between. But if it's in such a situation in which it doesn't go through from side to side totally, afilu hoiso kein bishas aksiva. And in this case, even if it was so during the time that you wrote it, which means to say, with a hole, we make a difference between whether the hole was there when you were writing. So in the beginning, when you were writing and there was a hole over there, we say that it's no good because it didn't have any parchment in the first time next to the place where the hole is. As opposed to if a hole developed later on, and you had the parchment there, then it's okay. And even the second opinion, who does make a difference, but he will use the parchment from the other side. So we're not going to have a problem. So it means like this, by a hole, there is a difference. We've learned there's a difference between before the writing and after the writing. In other words, if while you're writing, there's a hole there, is no good. But if it's after, it's okay. But with regards to a line, if it doesn't go from side to side and there's still ink, it doesn't matter. Even if it was there when you were writing, even when you write, when the sofer writes, he writes the letter, and in the middle of his letter that he wrote, there's a script. As long as we can connect them, it's okay because we don't have a problem. Here is parchment. There's parchment everywhere. It's not split totally into two. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, how does the sofer remember if it's before or after he wrote it? Because he opens the Torah and he sees a hole.
No, we're talking about he's talking about when he's coming to write. We don't let him write that way. And if he didn't know, then he doesn't have to suspect that it happened at the time that he was writing it.
So
in other words, if you see a hole now, you're not going to say, oh, the hole was there from before, and therefore it was no good. That doesn't work that way. That's only when he's coming to write. He's going to tell us what happened over there.
Okay.
Now, he tells us, this scrape that we find isn't the same as a hole. It's not the same case as a hole, which was in the middle of the thickness. So like this, we have a hole over here in this diagram. In this case, if there was a hole there, it would be no good when you wrote it. But if you wrote it like this, and there's parchment over there, there's no hole over there, it's just a hollow, there's a place, a spot without ink, that wouldn't matter.
Now, suppose there was something on the parchment that didn't allow the ink to...
That's right, exactly. Yeah, or the pen, the quill is in such a way that it misses a spot. So it's not the same. Over here, if it was during the time of the writing, this would be no good. Why? Because part of the thickness of the letter, which is on this side of the hole, so over here, this side of the hole, in the Mukav Gavil, the place where there's a hole, it doesn't have any parchment over there, because the parchment is on this side. Same thing is on the thickness on the other side of the hole. Each side of the hole, any one you're going to use, isn't have, there is missing parchment. There is no parchment over here. But if we're talking about a scrape, or you put it, there was something on the thing. You want to say something?
No.
But if you're talking about that there's a scrape, there's place on Sheklav Cholok, which is a blank parchment, that is considered that it's surrounding with parchments, lemikta sa'ivi, to that part of the thickness, shoyis misakasherizboy, to the portion that it becomes kosher. So in here, whether it's this side or it's this side, whichever part you want to use as the letter, we don't care, because that any part that you're saying is not surrounding parchment, it is surrounding parchment, any part that you're using. So technically it seems, even though you're not going to have a flow of parchment going over here to here, but you're just going to have, if you have a hole inside, and you're just going to have parchment in here, so it turns out that the height of the letter up to here, you have, it's around, like this is the height, up to the level where the, up to the point when you go down, from the top to the bottom, say. So when you start going down the letter on the stroke that goes down, so from the top of the letter till you come to the, against the space of the hole, you have parchment on both sides of a thick letter. Now at this point, you got to make the letter thinner. Each one, whichever one you want to use. You're going to use the right side of the hole if the hole's in the middle, or you're going to use the left side of the hole. Or for that matter, if it's one side, you can only use one side. So it'll be easier.
So,
but you don't have to scrape anything in this case. So then we're saying that at this particular height, this letter thins out, and it has parchment over here on this side, inside. If this is the side of the letter, so on this side of the letter is parchment. And once you go below the hole, you again have the parchment from the outside for the whole letter. So the letter, the way you used to look at the letter, it's a thick letter over here. The letter thins out over here, and it becomes again thicker over here. So you have on both sides, you have parchment. Even though the parchment doesn't flow around and around, in other words, you don't have parchment flowing around and around. You only have it around the place, because during the whole height of the letter, technically, at every point, you have parchment. Well, whether the parchment and the letter, in this case, the letter curves a little bit circular. If it's a whole circular, is goes this way, but that's okay.
So you're talking about a hole, not a scrape, right?
No, but I'm saying in this case, it's different.
Because in
this case, since it's a parchment and there's a hollow place, but there's parchment over there. We're using the part of the thickness of this side, and the part of the thickness do have parchment, because this parchment is there. That's in there. It's used for both sides. This would be for that part of the letter, whichever part of the letter that has parchment in there. Again, even though there is no, I'm emphasizing one point here, there is no continuous flow of parchment on either side. That doesn't matter. But this, every part of the letter has, technically, and if you should blotch out from here to here, this error, okay, so this has parchment over here up to this point, and this has parchment over here. Even though the parchment doesn't touch it through that doesn't matter.
So sofer prohibited from improving the character by filling in the space?
That's not only that, but we're saying that it's kosher. He can fix it if he wants to fill it in, of course, but it's going to be kosher still.
Even if
there is no amount for the thickness of the letters, to begin with, he can make a very thin letter. So the fact that this letter is going to be thin is no problem. So from here you have the answer. Anytime you look at a Sefer Torah, right, and you see that there's like ink removed from the Sefer Torah, right? At any spot of this Sefer Torah, as long as the letter, there's no change in the shape of the letter. Like it's, we'll see soon. Sometimes there are spaces that the ink is taken off, which changes the letter. But we're talking about just if it's a letter, but there's a little spot. As long as there's still a connection over there, that wouldn't matter. We don't have to worry about that. Sure. That would be cool. You can fix it. But it wouldn't matter. It could still be kosher. because there is still a line that's connecting. There's no shear for the thickness. But here we're talking about when would we apply the rules. But if, however, the scrape goes through from side to side, so that you have a total. So here you have a scrape. Not only you have a scrape that goes through from side to side. Over here, we don't have a letter. We have to find out. So if it was this way when you write. So now we have an issue. So we're saying, I said before, we're going to have to measure. But he says, no, there may be a more stringent opinion.
Well, yes.
I said earlier,
can't you ask the child what they see in this one?
Oh, so the question is, can you write a letter to begin with, which is a questionable letter? That's the question. Can you write a letter which is questionable? So, when you wrote a letter, when you wrote this letter, now you're not sure whether your letter was correct. So, if after writing the letter, we don't have a problem. Now, the question is, can you write a questionable letter, or do you have to have the letter initially be written correctly?
Good, yeah.
Good. There's a difference between having a good letter and then you have to figure out whether it's good or not because it developed a crack. Or you had not written the letter in the first place with a crack in it, whether it's good. So he says like this. When there's a scrape that goes from side to side and it was there at the time of the writing. Again, after the time of the writing, we're going to see it's going to be okay. Because even if there's a scrape, we're going to have to check with a child and we're going to find out whether it is. That will be the same thing as in a case where it developed a hole. But, and we already know...
In this one.
Yeah, and we already know...
If it's already there before you write it, you mean?
Yeah, if it's already there by a hole, we also know that if it's already there when your time you wrote it, that wouldn't be good because there would be no parchment next to the hole. There would be no parchment over there, so that would be no good, and we would be machmir. We would be more stringent that this would be no good. Even according to the second opinion, it would seem like the second opinion said that you can use the parchment on the other side, but you would still, I think, have this problem. According to this Yesh Omrim, they say, let's see what they say. They say, if you wrote it b'chatchila not good, that you have a crack in there, of the having a child read it for you and tell you this is a good letter, isn't going to help you. Even if you're going to cover this, and you're going to just show him this, you're going to ask him, what is this letter? It's not going to work. So he says, shelo yichshiru b'chriyas atinik, they only said it's kosher when the child reads it only with a letter that was initially written properly. Then it was shortened through a hole or through a scrape. They're not going to allow you this kind of technique of using a child. Doesn't work.
It has to be written good.
Alter Rebbe before said, sometimes we don't have to use a child. Sometimes we can just say it's a small yud over there, like with a letter. But we're talking about specifically using a child isn't going to help you if you haven't written it properly. And that would apply by a hole or by a sirita l'chatchila. And that would be whether it would be kosher because it has gevil on the other side. According to the other second opinion we learned earlier, that even though there is no parchment over here, but we can use the parchment on the other side, but it's not going to help according to this view, because if you're trying to use a child to determine, it doesn't help where there was an initial problem. It's only going to help you
develop later on.
Rabbi,
there is parchment around this whole thing, so this is kosher, right, this one?
In this case, this is a hole or this is an empty space?
A hole.
If this is a hole, according to the... So there's a few questions. Above the hole over here, and he wrote it this way.
Right.
Or so if he didn't write it this way, but the hole developed later on, right? So then we would ask a child if it has enough, Or it has, it, if in this letter Dalet, we just got to make sure there's a size of a yud over there, then it would be kosher according to all opinions. Because after the writing, a hole, everybody agrees. Now, if he wrote it lechatchila with a hole over there, and it definitely has the yud, the size of a yud over here left in the leg, which means it has the size that it's kosher. So according to the second opinion we learned earlier, it would be okay because we can combine the parchment on the other side of the hole to consider it mukav gevil. So this would be good according to the second one when you're writing, at the time that you're writing it, not good according to the first one, which we have to be machmer. If this hole developed later on, then it's not going to be, that's going to be good. As long as you can tell it's a yud, then it's okay. And a yud. Now, there is another restriction. If this letter is not a dalet, but this letter is a vav or a zayin, in which you can't determine just because it has the size of yud. You have to have a child over here. There's one opinion that says, well, determining of a child isn't going to help you in a case where you wrote it bad. So even according to the second opinion, if it was written a Zion in a place like that, which the Gevil is not a problem because we're going to use the Gevil from the other side of the hole, but still, according to Shishamri, we can't ask a child if there's a question about the letters. Let's just finish up. But the Yeshemrim, there's those that disagree, and they say, doesn't matter, even if you was short in the beginning, forget about a hole. What happens? You're writing a letter, and the sofer isn't sure, well, did I write the letter correctly? You know, does it have the size? It didn't have a streak in the middle. He just wrote a letter. He wrote, let's say he wanted to write a vav. He's not sure it's a vav or maybe it's a yud. Maybe it's too short. So, doesn't matter. Even if that's the way he wrote it. Batinu kodek ilchosa. If the child will read it the way it's properly, the right way, it's kosher. So this opinion doesn't hold that it has to be written good and then it's only a child if it's shortened. He says no. Even if you wrote it, it's also v'lochein. And therefore, im eira shekosav asoifer eiza ois. So this first case we're talking about, you had a letter and you wrote it with a crack in it, whether it's good or not. This opinion says you can do it. But we can do so l'chatchila. If it happens, shekosav asoifer eiza ois meis apshutos. If the soifer writes one of the straight letters that has only one side, and again, if it has a head also, then it has the size of a yud, then it's okay. But we're talking about it only has a straight letter, it only has one leg, and it doesn't have anything else but the length to tell us the size of the letter. Umistapik bishir orko, and he's not sure about the length. Imyaruka kilchos, is it properly, the length properly? Is it too big? Is it too small? Whatever it is, he isn't sure about the length. Ve'i efshir loy lehagia. So he says, okay, if you're not sure, why don't you just add a little link to make sure? Or why don't you cut it off a little bit to make it a, because we're talking already that he already written further. And now he's not sure. And he can't go back because it's going to be writing out of order. So he actually la'agia, he cannot look it over mishum shalai kisidron, because then it's going to be out of order. Kemoshi is by it. Mara letinuk she'enechochem v'leitipesh. He shows it to a child who is neither smart and not foolish. In other words, as we said before, the definition that he doesn't understand the meaning of the words, but he does, and we don't need to cover it up. V'soy mechalov, and he can rely on him. It says v'chein ikar. This is the main halacha. V'chein nahagim, and so is the custom. So basically, we also learned over here. What we learned over here is that there's a new disagreement that we had. Whether we can use a child
before
the only time we're using the child in our cases is by the straight letters, because otherwise we have other ways we determine by the size of the yud. But when you have a straight letter, when we use a child, we had a disagreement over here whether, if it was l'chatchila written to begin with, you've written it and you question whether what you've written is okay or not. Some opinions said you can't use a child for that would be no good, but others said that it is good, and he ruled like the other ones that said that it would be good. Now we're going to learn in the next sif, when we learn next time, we're going to see that the child is only trusted if we have a question and we want to determine what the letter is. But if we know that the letter is no good, like if we know there's a detachment over there, we can see it. Even though if the child will read it in a way, that's not going to help us. Child's reading doesn't make it a kosher letter. It only tells us when we're not what the letter is. But if we see that there's a fake is another thing else, then that wouldn't work.